All right, we'll move along to Utah coach Larry Kraskowiak, and the Utes are hosting Colorado on Saturday. Coaches online will take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
Larry, Colorado's Xavier Johnson, the freshman forward, looks like he's playing his best basketball the last couple of weeks. What do you see from him on film, and maybe you remember from camps or high school scouting?
No, I remember sitting in Phoenix watching, I think, Colorado at Arizona in their opening Pac-12 game, and I thought he played well then, and he's been playing pretty dang well the whole year. He's versatile, you know. He's playing some four, and his perimeter game is really strong. I think he can drive right, drive left. He's playing some three, and he's posting up some threes. But, you know, as far as an athlete goes, seen some pretty nice dunks here as of late. And, he's just playing with a lot of confidence. He's one of those matchup problems for a lot of teams, because if you put a guy that can deal with him in the post, he's got the ability to take you out on the perimeter and vice versa. If you put somebody that's small enough to deal with him on the perimeter, he likes to post up. So real active player and, you know, one of the better freshmen, I think, is really starting to come on in our league.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Ryan Thorburn, the Boulder Camera.
Hey, Larry, I was just wondering, obviously you've been more competitive this year, but maybe not getting the results that you'd like. Are your players pretty good about looking at the big picture, or is it kind of worrisome to try and keep them from getting frustrated when you're not winning?
Well, I mean, it's a balance for sure. I don't think our seniors are looking at the big picture, you know, so it kind of depends on your station here with our team. If you're a young, you know, one of the younger players, I think that's kind of what we've been talking about, is that we need to build this thing one step at a time, and I think there's a little bit more understanding with that, but there's a sense of urgency from, you know, a guy like Jason Washburn or Jared Dubois, for example, Cedric Martin. Those guys' clocks are ticking here, and you know, they want to win. And so I think it's a fine balance, you know, trying to discuss those things. And we just got to worry about the next game. You know, we got to worry about a way to scratch and claw and get ready to go in our next game, get ready for the next possession, and not think about maybe some of the close ones that we've lost or, you know, the future of the program, those kind of things. And that's where maybe I've disappointed here the last weekend, is I just haven't seen the sense of urgency that we've kind of depended on the last year and a half. And we need to restrike that up and get it going again.
Speaking of the next game, just what are your thoughts on this year's Colorado team as you get ready to face them?
Well, you know, I really like Tad's team. I think a lot of great pieces in place. There's some freshmen that are, you know, lending a hand for sure. I like the versatility of the roster. You see some different guys at different positions, and you know, you look at their stat lines. It's a little bit similar to where I thought they had some success last year. Is, you know, it really doesn't have a guy at the top of the list that you've got to stop. And I think some of the roster, you know, when you look, almost five guys in double figures, it's that kind of what the heck's the word I'm looking for here?
Across balance.
Pardon me?
Balance.
Yeah, balance. It's one of those situations. I think if you try to take a person or two away on their roster, they've got some other weapons as well, and I think kind of what we're trying to get to is where we've got some balance, and I think most people would be pleased with where Colorado is and some of the depth and balance in their roster.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Larry. That was more or less my question, but I'll ask you this. Do you think Colorado's I know it's early, but do you think they're a tournament team? It seems like, despite their record, all the numbers guys like them a lot.
Well, I mean, I think it kind of fits the test, you know, in terms of having a great argument for it. There's always crazy things that go on before the selection, the final selection takes place. But, you know, I think, you know, you look at the opening game at Arizona, you know, and then maybe kind of dealing with the hangover after that one with Arizona State. Otherwise, you know, you're looking at a team that's 7-2, losing a close game to UCLA at home. But preseason, I think they did what they were supposed to do for the most part. You know, I like their team. I think, you know, and I'm not I am a little bit biased, but I think our league this year has, you know, 3-4 teams for sure that are going to be NCAA tournament teams in Colorado. I would sure put right in the middle of the mix.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. Larry, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. See you.